Welcome to my Wholeness podcast, where I send you messages that help you create success that aligns with your whole self and authenticity. After a decade of providing leadership programs for major companies and high-achieving entrepreneurs, you may know me for my book, This Is How We Rise, or my conference, She Summit. I have gotten to know thousands of you deeply and the mental and emotional battles behind your titles. That's why I have launched Wholeness Coaching, Retreats, and this podcast to help you do the inner work to align your second half of life with what matters the most. Not only do you deserve to feel more joy, peace, power, passion on a consistent basis, our next generation needs you to model it. Enjoy this message. One of my favorite songs. It's called Surrounded, and it's by Bethel Music. And I was listening to it on my way home, and I just felt this calling and to share a prayer with everybody and whoever happens to see this or catch this video. The world is over and over again, we are just seeing such devastating, incomprehensible events happen in this humanity. And I know there's so much pain and so much paralysis of just like, what can we even do in this time? And what I love about the song, The Surrounded, the lyrics are, this is how I fight my battles. And it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. And so you're hearing the lyrics and like, this is how I fight my battles. It may look like I'm surrounded. It may look like I'm surrounded by my enemies. And because life is a battle. Life is a battle, and life is extraordinary. Life, we're so blessed to be alive and to have family or health or anything that we have. We are so blessed and life is beautiful, but at the same time, it's really, really hard, right? And especially, it's one thing when you have your practical things that are hard. You know, there's our internal, mental, and emotional world. There is our physical and circumstantial world, you know, whether it's work or operating the day-to-days of living life or raising a family and or getting through, you know, college or school or, you know, life is a battle internally and externally. But when you look at the atrocities of what is happening in the Middle East, and you're like, it's 2023? Really? Like, this is what's happening? Like, this is what I read about in, you know, history books. And, you know, or whether it's, you know, I mean, the Jewish community, the Palestinian community, the Ukraine to Iran, and you know, event and after global event, it's just, you know, we're just reminded that we are surrounded by these battles. And I just wanted to invite you in to pray with me. I felt called to share a prayer with you. I am a believer. I know many of you know that I'm a person of faith. I believe in God. And so if that is not your belief system, and for you, it's more nature, and it's more, you know, there's something bigger out there, or it's spirit, or it's a grandparent, you know, or an ancestor, or an angel, or your children, whatever it is, we have to root our values or our life, the way we do life, we have to root it in something that transcends this earthly life, because how else do we get by is always what I wonder. How else do we not be bitter all the time and be angry all the time and be resentful all the time? And, you know, because there's battles out there, and it can be poison. It can poison you. It can turn you into a pessimist. It can turn you into a bitter, broken person. So in order to actually have the strength to actually live this life. And, you know, with the time that we have here to live and lead the best life we can and become the best versions of ourselves, which, by the way, is not just to take and receive and gain from our communities and this humanity. It's to gain that so that we can contribute, so that we can actually, because every privilege we have is because of humans and individuals who actually came before us and made a living and gave their skills and gave their contribution and their time and their energy to better, right, the community and this humanity and this culture and this world that we are raised and grow up in. And so, and raising families in, and our whole job while we're here is to leave the world slightly better than how we came into it. And so how do we have the ability and the energy and the power to do that if we're not rooting into something spiritual or something that transcends this human life that in so many ways isn't even logical? It's just, and you know, and so therefore I wanted to just invite you into a prayer and just spontaneously share what is on my mind, what is on my heart and soul. And I'll say, dear Father, but again, you can say dear Spirit or dear whatever you want to speak to. But A, Father, thank you so much for my community. Thank you so much for the community in my life, and even for the people that I don't know or who happen to stumble upon me or I stumble upon them. Just thank you for human connection, because human beings matter more than anything in this world. And Father, we live in a culture that we can wake up every single day that will immediately become an inner critic, an inner pressure cooker, an inner judgy voice that is putting pressure on ourselves to be perfect or to, you know, move all the things and carry all the things that we have to carry forward, Father, that sometimes it doesn't even seem possible to actually contribute and to community or have community when we're just getting by with our daily work, our daily family life, and just the family operations and the operations of getting the basic things done. And so I just want to connect with you and just say thank you for this community and whoever happens to listen to this message. You know, I've been at the center, I feel like my whole life has been at the intersection of differences. And New York City girl to now living in Tampa, Florida, Chinese American and marrying a Southerner, and you know, just my whole diversity of vocation, of community, of friendship, of experience. But most of all, it has been my people work, my work in personal development and supporting so many individuals and listening to the differences of their story and how much people behind the title, behind, you know, the house and the car and the hello, how are you? I'm so busy. I've been so busy at school or at work. There's so much going on in the inner mental and emotional health of people's lives. It's like a tornado that that people are just moving through every single day. And Father, I've really just learned the programming and the beliefs and the thoughts, the thought patterns that individuals have, and how hard people are on themselves, and the pressure that people put on themselves, and the expectations that people put on themselves. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting, Father. And you know, I just pray that all the battles, you know, we know that there's battles in the external world, and we know there's going to continue to be battles in the external world, you know, all over the world, in cities and countries and politics and religion and race and in gender. We know that battles are going to exist forever. So I pray that you help us first really master our internal battle, the battle in our minds, the battle, because that's the biggest battle. And we deserve as individuals, as human beings, to be easy on ourselves and have a better quality of daily mental and emotional life so that we can be more full and more grateful and more in alignment to then step out and be who we are here to be. This one precious life. Time is so precious. Life is so precious. Each day, each moment with our loved ones, with our community is so precious. And we pray that you slow us down to actually listen to our inner world and in our patterns and step back and really examine our belief systems about who we are, about other people and other things that are different than us, and allow us to get whole internally. And brokenness, war, atrocities, conflict, it's rooted in, yes, it's rooted in money, it is rooted in greed, it is rooted, but really, Father, more than anything, it's rooted in trauma. It is rooted in history. It is rooted in pain. It is rooted in brokenness. It is rooted in survival. It is rooted in scarcity. And so I think that on a macro level, it's also the individual. It's also in the individual. Individuals, because of our culture, because of our stories, because of our generations and our ancestors, Father, we all have that in our biology. We have that in our physiology. We have that in our psychology. And I just pray that you help all of us go inward and really understand how to A, take care of ourselves so that we can be healthier and more stable and more full to then step back out, whether or not we are a parent, whether or not we are a manager, whether or not we are, you know, just an Uber driver, whether or not we are whoever we are externally. Just help us, because we're going to connect with human beings every single day on social media, walking down the street, in our neighborhood. And Father, the goal in life, culture will tell us it's all about the money, it's all about the security, it's all about the perfectionism and what you look like. And even on an unconscious level, that is what the gravitational pull pulls us to. Gravitational culture will pull us to that. And let us remember that none of that stuff really matters. What matters is that we are enough as we are, and we will always be safe because we have faith, because we know our track record of showing up, and we take it day by day, and we can have spirit, and we can have nature, and we can have the power that creates oceans and creates the day and the night and the sun and the moon, that we know that that natural earthly power is within all of us individually. We know that spirit is with us, within us individually, and just help us heal and get in alignment internally so that now, as we show up in the external world, that our universal language, our universal culture, our universal ethnicity, our universal politics can become humanity. And let us lead and let us heal ourselves so that we can heal our world, because the brokenness in people is a result of the family. It is a result of a mother, a father, a parent. And so we just pray that you allow us to do the inner work and be easy on ourselves and be loving to ourselves in this extremely difficult time, Father. And let us, again, not be surrounded by the actual battles, but to be surrounded by you. And it may look like we're surrounded by battles and mental health and triggers and trauma that are so buried in the unconscious that show up without our choice, without us even knowing. And we can be so emotional and we can just be so angry, and we can create further conflict, Father. And I pray for peace. I pray for love that first starts with us looking inward and getting whole inside first. Thank you. Amen. And I love you. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you felt this message in your soul. A few questions. What is the story on replay that you tell yourself about yourself? Putting achievement and appearance aside, how is your quality of life experience on a regular basis?
I invite you to enroll in my wholeness coaching program and first ever retreat in New York City this November 3rd and 4th. You will experience a day and a half of deep self-work and alignment, connection with incredible human beings, and certification in my whole self leadership framework. This inner circle is my new community and movement devoted to creating a future where the work-life experience is built on wholeness, not burnout. Visit ClaudiaChan.com for more information, and I hope to see you soon.